1. What things did Peter and Matty need for the exam?
All right, please put your hand up if you have any questions. Yes, Peter.
My pen is broken.
OK, here's another one. You should always remember to bring an extra pen with you to the exam. Anything else? Yes, Matty, what do you need?
I forgot my ruler to draw the triangle shapes.
I'll give you a ruler, but next time you mustn't forget it.
Two. Why did Meg fail her exam?
Meg, you look worried. What's the matter?
I've just done my final history exam, but I did something really stupid.
Oh, what happened? Did you forget an answer?
No, it was much worse. I thought the teacher wasn't watching, and I looked in my book for the answer.
And she saw you do it?
Yes, so now I've failed history.
Oh dear. Shall I help you study for the next test?
Three. Did Sam answer all the questions in the exam?
Well, my French exam went really badly.
Why? What did you do?
Well, I had to choose A, B or C, but I didn't know some of the answers, so I didn't write anything.
You know that you could guess. You should choose an option for every question. It doesn't matter if you get it wrong, but if you write nothing, you get no marks.
Oh, no.
Four. What did Tim forget to do in the exam?
Miss, I've finished now. Can I leave?
Have you checked your work? You must make sure you've done everything.
Yes, it was easy.
Let me see. And what about question 6? You haven't written anything.
Oh, I didn't see it. Maybe I won't go yet.
Five. What advice does the teacher give Sophie?
I hate exams. I never have time to finish all the questions. I'm so slow.
Have you tried organising your time better? I mean, if the exam is 60 minutes and you have 6 questions, then you should spend 10 minutes on each question.
You're right. I always try to do the first question perfectly and it takes me a long time.
Well, if I were you, I'd look at the clock and move to the next question after 10 minutes. Then you'll have time to try and answer all the questions.
OK, I'll try that next time.